Walking into Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, and Trevor's behind the counter. How you doing, Trevor?
Not too bad, John. How are you?
Fine. I'm hearing something that sounds vaguely like 90s alt-rock. What's on your turntable?
Yeah, that's not far off. This is actually the new Speedy Ortiz album. It's called Foiled Deer.
What track's on right now?
Right now, this track is Raising the Skate, which is off of side A of the album. All throughout the album, she's just got these great, confident, and strong lyrics that are, like, deeply personal and poetic. Like, one of my favorite lyrics from the song is, "I'm not bossy, I'm the boss. Shooter, not the shot. I'm on the tip and fit to execute." Saying that she's just ready for everything and she is definitely in control, and it shows very much in the song. Very forward moving. She hardly ever repeats any guitar lines more than once, hardly any lyrics more than once. This track is phenomenal.
Well, tell me a little bit about Speedy Ortiz. What's the story on the band?
Speedy Ortiz is a fairly new album.
Great name, by the way.
Yeah, I really enjoy the name. It actually comes from the comic book series Love and Rockets, which has been around since the early 80s. But yeah, they're a Massachusetts-based band. The lead singer and guitarist, his name is Sadie Dupuis, if I think I'm saying that right. And like I said, this is their second album. The first one was called Major Arcana. That was out in 2013. They followed that up quickly with a EP called Real Hair. And now they got this one out, so they're just pumping out music.
Well, take me to another track. What do you want to tell me about?
I'll take you to side B of the record. This song is called My Dead Girl. Another one of my favorites off the album. The song, to me, it's starts off very soft and like brooding almost, like it's building up, very withholding. But there's a great like low tempo beat that just hooks you right in, and it's just that steady like 90s indie rock sound that you always love hearing. You know, it kind of takes a breather from the rest of the album, a little bit slower, but you feel like you get rocked just as hard as any of the other songs on the album. I really feel like there's a lot of inspiration vocal-wise coming from like Moldy Peaches, Kimya Dawson kind of style.
Tried to buy an aluminum toy from the booth outside the dojo with a $10 coin from your
The only way I can really describe it, it's like riding in the trunk of a car that you've just been kidnapped in, but somehow being complacently okay with it.
That's interesting imagery you're painting there.
What I really like about this album is, one, it's refreshing to hear this kind of indie rock sound that isn't really going on a lot of other places, you know? And the songwriting is so great. There's so many overlapping and, like, battling guitars to try to get, like, the best hook possible. And the lyrics, so confident, so strong, that it's really refreshing to see, especially a woman in a band that's that confident with herself and that willing to tell you, no, don't tell me what to do.
Is it an all-female band?
No, only the lead singer is a female. The rest is a whole bunch of guys.
How many other guys are in there?
Three other guys.
Huh, interesting, okay.
She makes constant references to, like, her knife and her blade and poison throughout the lyrics of the album. And they're always just kind of, like, threatening or warning, you know, like, back off or I will use this. It's like teetering on the razor's edge, you know, if it's just almost too much and almost not enough, you know, it's really, really great.
We're listening to the new album by Speedy Ortiz. It's Foiled Deer, or is it Deer Foiled?
It is Foiled Deer. Foiled not deer. To be confused with Deer Foil.
Yeah, what's Foiled Deer? What's that about?
She references it a lot in her lyrics. I think it's on the third track of the album. It's the thing with her lyrics. They're so it's so clear that she's trying to deliver a message or a certain picture to you, but it's done in the most mysterious way. It's almost like having like a sheet of Visqueen in front of you. It's like you can kind of see what's going on, but you can't get the 100% clear look, which is what I like about the album. You have to constantly, as soon as it's over, you're like, oh, already? You want to jump back into it and pay more attention and see what you missed the first time.
You're taking us to the last song on the album.
Yeah, this is the last song on the side B. It's called A Dark World, which I think is a perfect ender to the album. It's my favorite track. It's a very slow, dark song that just explodes at the end. You know, at the beginning, it kind of has this Nirvana, almost In Utero type sound. It paints this great, vulnerable picture of the lead singer, Sadie, and it's so quiet and withholding, but has so much power and emotion in it. The only way I can really describe this one is like, it's like if you're looking through the world through like a gray, grayish-blue tinted filter. Everything is just kind of bleak, but you're sort of okay with it, which I really like. And this is just a killer track.
I think in the 60s they called that acid, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
To divide. The snow came on. It was the first in a while. Couldn't tell for sure if it was really real. Like a doctor, you know, to even when he's upon you. I wash my hands, wash my hair too.
So we're listening to Speedy Ortiz. It's Foil Deer. It just came out, what, recently here?
Yeah, it just came out last month, actually. It's on Car Park Records, you know, from bands like Cloud Nothings and Beach House, Dan Deacon.
Where are we going next, Trevor?
I'm going to make a stop off at track six. It's called Puffer. They do a little bit of experimenting on this album. They kind of have these little departures from, I guess, what you would call maybe their normal sound that they've had on their first album and their EP. It has like this this kind of like hip-hop kind of soul beat to it that's like really slow and changes it up. It's this kind of change in the album. Just a great song.
The band is Speedy Ortiz. The album is Foil Deer. Deer as in D-E-E-R, not D-E-A-R. And we're at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. Trevor, thanks for taking us through this great new album.
Thanks for stopping by, John. Always a pleasure.
Under the cover of liars.